Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Debbie Meyer being back on the show. Debbie is a longtime, 10-year member of our Brain Trust. She is the home problem solver. She's the green bag lady. She's the lady who invented the green bags. And of course, the thing that I think is the most legendary of all of her amazing entrepreneurship and innovation is the wonderful Debbie Meyer cake cutter. And you can expand it, guys. You can make it that slice as big as you want. She's our good friend Debbie. Welcome back.
Hi, Jim.
It's also a pie cutter. It's also a cobbler cutter. Name it, folks.
Cut anything with it.
That's right. It's good to talk to you again. Welcome back.
Thank you. I can't believe it's 10 years.
We love having you on the show. You've got a little bit of a different thought today that you want to talk about. You want to talk about what happens to our digital life after we're gone. Never mind our will and our possibles that you know that your kids are going to auction off because they don't want your stuff. Never mind all that. They're going to haul your wonderful antiques out in the yard, and somebody's going to bust them up for kindling one of these days. You know they. But what are you going to do about your digital life? That's your concern, right?
You know, I've actually been thinking a lot about this because I was going through, all of my passwords and all the things I have passwords to and accounts on that I don't even use anymore. And everyone's always very concerned about, you know, like you said, their will, their financial arrangements, their worldly possessions, all that stuff.
Yep.
But nobody thinks about all of this. And, you know, frankly, there may even be things you don't want someone else to be able to access later.
No kidding. But what would that be? What would be an example of what you wouldn't want to access?
Well, maybe you've got a private account on one of the social media things that might embarrass somebody.
Right.
Or it might, you know, or you don't want
individual conversations that somebody might have, two people to have, that's nobody else's business.
Exactly. And you might not want someone to be hurt by knowing, you know, being left with that.
Right.
You know, there are just so many things. And I started speaking to a lot of people about this. And I was asking them, what have you done to provide for either the elimination of or the access to all of these things that are in your life? Because what is our life made up now? It's passwords, user ID, you know, website, contact, social media, all these things. We have a phone, or multiple phones. We have multiple computers. You know, what have you done so that if God forbid something happens to you tomorrow, that necessary things can be accessed? Who can get to your bank accounts? Who can get to your, you know, various store accounts even?
Let me give you an example of how I've run into this myself, not having died yet, still being vertical and above the ground, operating under my own steam. And not fighting extradition to any state so far. I'm on LinkedIn. That's where I of the social media sites. That's the only one that I personally spend that much time on. And I still see people popping up on LinkedIn on who I know have died. Sometimes 4 or 5 years later, they're still. Their image is still on LinkedIn. They're still making them set that LinkedIn is still making them available for me to friend them.
For me to connect
with them. You know, I mean, you know, they're not replying to me, but LinkedIn is still presenting them in a list of people you might want to connect with these people. And in one case, it was like years after she died.
Wow. Well, do you know that not one person that I spoke to had made any provision for this whatsoever?
I suspect not one person who's listening to you right now has made provisions for it. We don't think about these things, do we?
No, but we do think about things like we're vigilant about our passwords. You know,
right.
We keep those very private, protected. Mm-hmm. Nobody can get to them. And then, but then again, if nobody can get to where you've been or what you've done or what you own or whatever,
mm-hmm.
How do they get extinguished? You don't want them there anymore.
Right. Right. Well, and the Europeans are. This is a big deal to the Europeans more so than the Americans. And we're going to talk about this some more with our good friend Debbie Meyer after the break. Debbie, I need the website, please.
DebbieMeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R. And don't forget, guys, that cake cutter, it's awesome. 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with us.
So ferry, cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.